and he shall reign forever. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father, from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath passed blessings to us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have questions, you can email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our School of Ministry, the House of David Ministry, which we are affiliated to, and you can reach them at www.riversofrevival.com. Once again, I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you tonight thanking and praising you for the privilege to host this show and to proclaim your Son, Jesus Christ, throughout the world. Father, I pray that someone somewhere will be touched by the teachings of the fivefold ministry as we endeavor to speak in the office of the evangelist. I pray, O God, that you will give us wisdom to understand the true meaning of these ministries and the perfecting of the saints. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I submit to you tonight, and I beseech you to have mercy upon us as we continue on this spiritual journey. And you will send us laborers in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name and the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ, I command Satan and all evil spirits to release their hold on me, in order that I can be free to know and choose to do the will of God. As a child of God who is seated with Christ in the heavenly places, I declare that every enemy of the Lord Jesus Christ in my presence be bound. Satan and all his demons cannot inflict any pain or prevent God's will from being done in my life because I belong to Jesus Christ. Amen. And praise be to God. Tonight, I'm calling on all believers to join us in proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and to honor the Great Commission. The scripture tells us, "And he said unto them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The scripture further told us, "Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Let us make a difference on the social networks and in our communities, on our jobs, in the schools, and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is very important. This is not just a command that we should just listen to and not be submitted to it. Let's take a look at Acts 1:7. "And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." Dearly beloved, I pray that we as believers would take up the mantle and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. As we continue on this journey into the fivefold ministry, tonight we will be speaking about the evangelist. And we will take a short break and come right back and get right into the lessons. And he shall reign forever and ever. Welcome once again to Joseph Christ Ministry Presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. And as a reminder, we will not be taking any calls tonight. If you have a question, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Tonight, we will be speaking about the evangelist. Ephesians 4, verses 11 through 16 says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, and grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compact by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." The Greek word for evangelist is eugelistis, pronounced eugelistis, meaning preacher of the gospel. An evangelist is a person who goes from place to place preaching the gospel for the conversion of souls. There are only three references to the word evangelist in the entire Bible. Yet it is considered one of the fivefold ministry gifts that is so vital and important to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because there are not many mentions of the title of evangelist in the Bible, we will identify the work of an evangelist in this lesson, as well as those who function in it. The fivefold ministry gifts of the evangelist, more than any other fivefold call, is intended to labor or work for the Lord in the vineyard or to the unsaved world. Matthew 9, verses 37 and 38 says, Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. The harvest here refers to souls who need salvation. There are multitudes in need of salvation. Yet, unless evangelists are identified, trained, and empowered to go, it will be a wasted harvest. Philip was first mentioned as an evangelist in Acts 21, verse 8. It reads, and the next day, we that were of Paul's company departed and came unto Caesarea, and we entered into the house of Philip the evangelist, which was one of the seven, and abode with him. We can deduce that Timothy was an evangelist based on the instructions that Paul gave him in 2 Timothy 4, verses 2 through 5, which reads, preach the word, be instant in season or out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Contrary to what most Christians understand, Jesus Christ, and not Philip, was the first evangelist. We know this because he was the first to preach salvation through himself. And if we take a look at John 14, verse 6, which says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way and the life. No man can come unto the Father but by me. John 3 verse 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We will take a short break.
Oh, Lord, God, save us.
forever and ever. Forever and ever. We are having some technical difficulties here at this time. We will be right back. Welcome once again to our show, House of Christ Ministries Present. We had some technical difficulties and which we have overcome, and we will get right back to the show. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, and welcome to the House of Christ Ministries Present, Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. And tonight we were discussing the evangelist when we encountered some technical difficulties. I just want to remind you once again that we will not be taking any calls tonight, but if you have a question, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003, and be reminded that we'll be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. So let us get back to our lessons tonight, which we were discussing the evangelist. And before we took the break, we elaborated a little on John 3, verse 16. And the other scripture that we spoke of was John 14, verse 6. The above scriptures are both evangelical in their contents, and we know Jesus sat in all five of the fivefold ministries, gifts including the evangelist. The apostolic evangelist. Before the apostles stepped into the apostolic call fully, they were called to evangelism. And let us take a look at Matthew 4, verses 18 to 22, which says, "And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him." The apostles had a great evangelical call on their lives also. They had to both break through the spiritual atmosphere to release people and then win them to Christ. Thus, they fished for the souls of men. Many of the souls won through the apostolic breakthrough and evangelism had evangelistic calls on their lives. Evangelists preach Christ and Him crucified and resurrected. Evangelists tell the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, to unbelievers. There is a difference between teaching and preaching. And if we take a look at Acts 28, verse 31, which I'm not going to elaborate on that, but you could look it up at your own convenience. In both the message and its constituency, true preaching contains in it the message of salvation and repentance, or turning from sin, and speaks to the unbeliever, while teaching is mostly to the believer and can span the entire Bible. People gain faith to believe in Jesus Christ for salvation, healing, and deliverance when the gospel of Jesus Christ or the good news is preached. Romans 10, verse 13 to 17 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they that hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." A true preacher is an evangelist who declares the good news of salvation. The above scripture speaks of a person with an itinerant ministry, which is a roving ministry, which is the call of the evangelist and not the pastor, although the pastor can deliver evangelistic messages. Evangelists go and preach and don't stay and preach. Also in Acts 8, verse 40, we see Philip preaching, delivering the good news, which is Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, offering us pardon for our sins through his sacrifice. It reads, "But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea." Evangelists are called to teach and preach Christ as the only way and means to salvation. Apostles do the breakthrough work in prayer. Prophets point the way and speak of repentance, and the evangelists win those who have repented or are willing to repent and receive Christ as their Lord and Savior. Prophets declare repentance for the people of God, while evangelists declare repentance and God's plan of salvation to the unbeliever. The Apostle Peter had the privilege to preach the first evangelistic message of the church age. Although Peter was an apostle, he both operated in the apostolic and the evangelistic ministry. In the book of Acts 2, verses 14 to 36, we see Peter declaring the gospel message with the result of 3,000 people coming to Christ. Acts 2, verse 41 says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Evangelists are led by the Holy Spirit regarding where and to whom they are sent. As with all the fivefold ministry gifts, the evangelist can be sent to a particular people, city, nation, etc. But their message will always be the same and will lead people to salvation through Jesus Christ. The place, people, or person that the evangelist is sent to minister to is led by the Holy Spirit. Acts 8, verses 26 through 29 gives insight regarding the supernatural direction given through an angel and by the Holy Spirit pertaining to the place the evangelist Philip was to minister. It reads, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of the great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasures, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Esaias the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. Philip was willing to go where and to whom he was sent. The evangelist must not be afraid to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. The evangelist does not go based on their ability to fund or accomplish the work. Rather, they go in obedience, expecting God to meet their needs. God can supernaturally bring about ways for the man or woman of God to travel and meet the needs of those who go in faith, led by the Holy Spirit. Acts 8, verse 39 through 40, gives us an example of this. It reads, "And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea." God has supernatural transportation methods that are beyond man's understanding. We will take a short break and come right back. Once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Understanding the Fivefold Ministry and Various Ministry Calling. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you live from Elmont, New York. We will not be taking any calls tonight. If you have a question, you can write to us at hodminister@gmail.com or House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. We also encourage you to visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and also our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. We would also like to encourage you to visit our School of Ministry website, House of David Ministries, at www.riversofrevival.com. And we will go right back to our lessons tonight as we are speaking about the evangelist as we continue to journey on the fivefold ministry. Signs follow the evangelist's preaching. Miracles, signs, and wonders, including deliverance and healing, follow the preaching of the evangelist. Signs don't just follow them. Rather, they follow the evangelist at the preaching of the Word of God. These signs validate the truth of the message that is being preached by the evangelist. In Acts 8, verses 4 through 8, we see the evangelist Philip preaching and the signs that followed him. It reads, "Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city." The fivefold evangelist has supernatural equipment that begins to manifest in their lives and ministries as they go. They are not just to go where they think, rather where God leads them. This requires a strong prayer life to give the evangelist clear direction from the Lord. It is important to note, regarding Philip's evangelistic call, that there was no recorded evidence of supernatural manifestations, such as is listed above in his life, until he went and preached Christ. He did not just talk about Christ, rather he preached Christ. Preaching details what Christ did for the entire world. He died on the cross to take our sins, and in exchange, he gave us his righteousness or right standing with God. And tells of his death, burial, and supernatural resurrection. It tells of the salvation that is offered to the listener and the victory that is given through faith in Christ. It leads and directs the listeners to repent and turn from their sin, because it details that sin separates us from God and gives the consequences of sin, and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. The gospel message that they preach is an uncompromising one that details Jesus Christ as the only way to eternal salvation. Acts 4 verse 12 gives us what it says. And it reads, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved." The evangelist must preach Jesus Christ and him crucified, and not some human reasoning. Human reasoning does not cause people to turn from their sin. Human reasoning might get some to turn to Christ, but with their sins intact, are still active in their lives. Evangelists don't just preach accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior alone. Rather, they preach the reception of Jesus Christ and repentance. Peter's great evangelistic sermon gives proof to this fact. Acts 2 verse 38 says, "Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost." There is no true salvation without true heart repentance. So many people verbalize their faith in Christ, but often are not led to truly understand the severity of their sin and the need to repent, causing many not to continue in their verbal decision for Christ. Repentance also removes the devil's rights to the people who are led to the Lord for salvation. Evangelists are soldiers who are specialists in God's army and must not make their focus natural things in this life. 2 Timothy 2 verses 3 to 5 reads, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entanglement himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully." As the above scripture states, evangelists are soldiers. Yet how do they war in the spirit? Evangelists of a burden for souls, and that burden must first be released in times of prayer with God. It is here that they get their instructions for war from our God, who is the great strategist and chief general of his army. They are often instructed to war by driving out spirits that hinder salvation, especially demonic spirits of all types that are on individual people, as well as overthrow the works of the devil, including sickness and infirmity, as a testimony of the strength of the one that he represents. They also bring or deliver true propaganda, the word of God, to those who they liberate from the enemy's camp. Evangelist is not a call or title that you can assign someone to as a point of elevation, as some denominations, organizations, and groups do. Rather, it is a fivefold ministry call given from God to an individual. A leader can lay hands on them in recognition of the call, as well as to release a charge in their lives to complete the work as the Holy Spirit leads, but they cannot give them this title. Don't let anyone put this title on you, unless there is evidence in your life of this fact. Most evangelists have a strong burden to see people come to Christ for salvation, when they see people, they see fish or souls. There is a big difference between being a fivefold ministry evangelist and a person who has a desire to see people saved. You can evangelize and win souls, but that does not make you an evangelist. Yet, often the winning of souls is the identifying marker of most who are called to be an evangelist. Again, just because a person has led one or two people to the Lord does not make them an evangelist. It is in the consistency or constituency in soul winning over time that matures those called to this office and causes them as well as others to recognize this gift. You can identify a fivefold evangelist because your main aim and focus in life, all day, every day, is the salvation of souls. It is in their heart's burden. Most fivefold ministry calls are graduated into or stepped into after the person has been faithful in a lesser or natural area of service to the Lord. Philip was a deacon, a person called to minister to natural needs in the body of Christ, before he transitioned into the fivefold ministry office of evangelist. Philip sat under the apostles. It is important that a person called to this office sit under either an apostle or evangelist that understands the dynamics of this call. There are some pastors who also have evangelistic ministries who can be sat under. Evangelists should be charged by the laying on of hands, often of an apostle or their spiritual leader, to release the gift or stir it up within them. Philip was charged with power in Acts 6, verses 5 through 7. Timothy was charged by Apostle Paul. Study is also imperative to be approved for this work. If you do not understand the plan of salvation, then how can you explain it or preach it to others? 2 Timothy 2 verse 15 says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." This scripture was written to Timothy, an evangelist, yet it applies to the entire body of Christ. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20. Give the evangelistic commission, it reads, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. Mark 16, verse 15 through 18 tells us what we should expect when the Lord tells us to go. It reads, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If you are called to be an evangelist, go and begin to preach the word of God to people. More precisely, the gospel message, which is, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Explain to them that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried and resurrected on the third day, and that he redeemed them from the curse or penalty of the law, which finds them guilty and condemns them to eternal separation from God in the lake of fire. Tell them that God sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to restore to them health and to set them free from the works of the devil. Tell them to repent of their sins and offer them Jesus Christ. Declare to the sick, afflicted, drug and alcohol addicted, demon possessed, and other broken people, that God will heal them and deliver them. Begin to pray for them in Jesus' name and expect breakthrough and God to confirm the word that you are speaking with the following signs. Declare it loud that God can do the impossible, for the world needs the impossible to manifest. Know that God gave you these signs to draw people to him. We will take a short break and come right back. Shall reign forever and ever. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, the House of Christ Ministries, Understanding the Fivefold Ministry, and Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World. I invite you to tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 9 p.m. so we can discuss further the fivefold ministry. And also, if you have a question, please feel free to email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you can write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. You can also visit our social network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. You can also visit our School of Ministry, the House of David School of Ministry, at www.riversofrevival.com. And once again, I encourage you, if you are called to be an evangelist, go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and expect signs to follow. I want to thank you once again for tuning in tonight, and we encourage you to tune in once again on Wednesdays and Sundays at 9 p.m. Let us pray. Lord, may our steps always hold closely to your path, to the tracks of the one who has gone before. Then our feet will not slip from your path. Keep us as the pupil of your eye. Hide us in the shadow of your wings. Lord, you have promised the light of a lamp and to enlighten our darkness. You gave us your shield of victory, and your right hand sustain us. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you tonight for this opportunity to present this show and to explain the evangelist in the fivefold ministry. We lift you up tonight and we give you praise and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you once again, Lord. And may you bless each and every one who had listened to this show tonight, and bless those who did not have the opportunity or the time to listen to this show. In Jesus' name we pray. And Father, we thank you once again and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I go, I'd like to share with you Isaiah 52, verses 7, which says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth, and he shall reign forever." God bless you for tuning in to our show tonight. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you once again to tune in every Wednesday and Sunday nights at 9 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/Reverend Donald Davis. And we thank you once again, and we bless you tonight. Godspeed.